I'm not. So, first of all, we did talk about the gifts that are in Romans 12. That's encouragement, leadership, mercy, prophetic teaching, serving. That's in Romans 12. In Ephesians 4 is the fivefold gifts. And then in 1 Corinthians 12 is the supernatural gifts, right? That's prophetic, dreams, encounters, words of knowledge, wisdom, discernment. And have a guess what? That's what I'm going to talk about. It's because I want you to know there is more. There is more. Don't just be happy and contented with what you have right now. The Holy Spirit woke me up and said, Eve, learn more. I'm not quite sure what it all means, but we're learning tonight, right? Okay. Hi, Johnny. So there is more. We aren't just limited to what we can see and who we rub shoulders with and our minds. It's far bigger than that. We can walk in a world that is far bigger and far greater. And sometimes we're limited, which David and myself were, limited by old teachings, old experiences. But we need to be liberated. It's time. It's time to be liberated from those things. Hebrews 12:1 says, let us lay aside every weight or encumbrance. Now, they're not sins, right? They're not sins, but they drag us. They're like a chain around our legs, and they can drag us around. And we were taught that the Holy Spirit wasn't for today. And honestly, there's so much in the Word that says that's ridiculous. You know, when Jesus left his disciples, the disciples are all getting fretful because he's going. And he says, no, don't be fretful. He said, I'm leaving you the Holy Spirit. I couldn't have done what I've done without the Holy Spirit. I'm leaving you the Holy Spirit. Well, why wouldn't it be for today? He's left them with the Holy Spirit. That's us. So it's important that we understand that it's time to get free of that stuff. Now, I heard an illustration which was Chris Vallotton, and it's about a rocket. You know, and a rocket, and I can remember when the first rocket went to the moon. I can remember it as clear as day. And we're all sitting around, and I mean, everybody in the whole world was doing the same thing. We're all sitting, we're all watching, and it takes off. You know, and everybody's, oh, there it goes. And the thrusters propelling it through the atmosphere are very strong. And that's where all of force is in that first move, is through these thrusters. That is what got the rocket through the atmosphere. But then as soon as it goes to the stratosphere, oh, Nick, you know, stratosphere, the rocket runs out of fuel and it ends up of no use, no value to the future part of the journey of that rocket. And it must fall off, right? Even though it was the force, it was good, it was highly valuable, but not anymore. I say that's the same thing. We need to get rid of things that block us, that stop us, that brings fear to us, that causes disturbance in all that we can experience in God. And remember, I'm talking about the supernatural gifts. Ephesians 6:10 says, be supernaturally infused. Oh, yes, we get infused with truffled infusion. It's something that is injected in and permeates something. Well, be supernaturally infused, what with? Strength through your life union with the Lord Jesus. Yes, how about that? But there is more. There is more. In Ephesians 2:6 it says, He raised us up with Christ and exalted the exalted one, and we ascended with him into the glorious perfection and, this is the operative word, authority. of the heavenly realm, for we are now co-seated as one in Christ. I don't think we get this. We live like little ants on this earth and don't realize that we have the power of the resurrected Jesus in us. It's in us. And we are seated with Christ. We have been given his strength and his authority. And we have been endowed with power, given authority to change and influence a culture, a world, our workplace, our home, our marriage, anybody we come across. Satan has power, you know, but he doesn't have authority. He hasn't been given authority. Now, that's like, you know, police. Let's just say I was standing here and I had a gun. Well, I would have power. That gun would give me power. But if I had if there was a policeman here with the tags on his shirt and everything else, he would, and with a gun, he would have power and authority. We have both. We have both. We have the power and authority together. But do you know it? That's the big question today. Colossians 1, 26 and 27. There is a divine mystery, a secret surprise that has been concealed from the world for generations. The Old Testament, it was concealed, but now it is being revealed. It's unfolded and manifested for every holy believer to experience. Living within you is the Christ who floods you with the expectation of glory. This mystery of Christ embedded. What's embedded mean? Deep down. It's right in. This mystery is right embedded within us. Becomes a heavenly treasure chest of hope, filled with the riches of glory for his people. That's what we carry. That's what we've got. That's what's available to us. But do we know it? Jesus knows it. Jesus knows we've got it. Satan knows we've got it too, you know. Do you know what's embedded within you? We're superheroes. Woohoo! Superman, Superwoman. Power that raised Jesus from the dead is where? In the Bible? Oh, top of the class. On Friday, I went to the city. I was having lunch with my sister and cousins. At any rate, I was in there early and I was having this. I don't mostly drink coffee, but every now and again I decide I'm going to have a coffee. Delicious, small, delicious coffee. And so I was there at this table. And at any rate, the lady who was going to serve the table came along. She was a beautiful girl. And anyway, she said, I love your shoes. I love your glasses. And, you know, where do you get them from? And then we talked about Melbourne and on and on we were going. I could see that the old boss was there. But anyway, and then she had to go. And when I came to pay, I felt the Holy Spirit say, tell that girl she is extraordinary. And but of course, you know, she wasn't there, was she? So at any rate, I went along to the shop that I was going to and I came back and I said, oh God, Holy Spirit, please help me see those. And here she was standing there. I just went up to her and I said, did you know that you're extraordinary? You are an amazing girl. You are a gift to this company, to this business. And I said, you connected and you engaged. Thank you for giving me such a wonderful coffee experience. And then, of course, the boss was there. She was like an eagle, this boss. And then I turned around to the boss quickly and I said, you've got someone very good here. I said, she's a keeper. I said, she is extraordinary. And she said, oh, yeah, she's been here the longest out of anybody. but at any rate, I have been given the power and authority to change a person, to change a culture, to change an atmosphere. But we've got to choose to do it. We've got to choose. Why do we think that we want to be grumpy? But there's more to life than that. We are seated with Christ in heavenly places. He has given us power, strength, and authority. So I don't know what, if that lady hadn't, oh, well, I'll come back to that. But I won't know what happens with that girl's life. But I believe a seed was placed in her, not to just serve coffee for the rest of her life. Do you know what I mean? So we need to be good, quick responders with what we've got inside us. And it's in you. But do you know it? 1 Corinthians 2:14, through our yielded lives, he spreads the fragrance of the knowledge of God everywhere we go. Have you had somebody that goes past you, or you walk into a lift, or and I thought, oh, wow, somebody had beautiful perfume on, or, oh, that man's aftershave, my gosh. Well, it's the same thing. That's us. We can be a literal fragrance that changes, that shifts, that affects whoever's around us. 1 Timothy 1:12, my heart spills over with thankfulness to God for the way he continually, that makes me think of the river we used to talk about, you know, continually, it doesn't stop, it doesn't run dry. It might seem like it's running dry. That's because we're not accessing what we've already got in us. So it continually empowers me and to our Lord Jesus Christ, the Anointed One, who found me trustworthy and who authorized or gave me the authority to be his partner. We're so privileged. Who are we? The God of all creation chooses to partner with us. And not only partner with us, he doesn't just hold our hand. He's in us. Amazing. It is amazing. And it's such amazing power. This is for everybody. This is not for Mr. and Mrs. Pastor or for Mr. Reverend or Mr. Minister or any, you know, up in the echelons. Not at all. This is for all of us. We all have the opportunity to have dreams, to have encounters, to have prophetic words, to have the Holy Spirit prompts. 1 Corinthians 2:14. Someone living on an entirely human level rejects the revelations of God's Spirit. We don't want to live like that anymore. For they make no sense to him. So we end up not living through the Spirit. We live through our mind, through our humanness. He can't understand the revelations of the Spirit because they are only discovered by the illumination of the Spirit. Those who live in the Spirit are able to carefully evaluate all things, and they are subject to the scrutiny of no one but God. And then there's we possess Christ's perceptions. I love that. It doesn't matter. And we've got to understand that the Holy Spirit is in us, so that whatever's happening around us, even school, university, any learning place, it doesn't matter. The Holy Spirit can speak to us and say things. Can give us perceptions, can give us insight, can give us discernment, can help us understand people far greater than we can with our own minds, and helps us understand what our response needs to be, because it can be different in all many different situations. But we've got to know that when we hear the Holy Spirit, it's always right. That's very good. It's very good. There's another extra step too that we're just sort of discovering more about, and that is this thought that God wants us to think of speaking from eternity to present or future present. So let me explain. So if in that coffee shop, if I'd have had a bit more time, I would have had the opportunity to speak directly into that girl's future, into her present that day, right? I'm just using an example. Now, another example, Joseph in the Bible. So he had the two dreams. The first dream was sheaves of wheat. And the first sheaf was him, and he stood up in the middle, and all the 11 sheaves all around and bow down to the sheaf that was in the middle. That was the first dream. Second dream was sun, moon, 11 stars, all bowed down. All bowed down, all bowed down to him. Now, he knew part of what it meant, right? He knew that some people are going to bow down to him, which got him some enemies. But at any rate, but God had thrust the future, spoke into him from the future into his present. Now, that obviously it took a lot of years to happen, but we can do this. So it takes a bit of practice, I think, because we're still discovering it. But I challenge us all, why don't you ask the Holy Spirit to help you when we're talking to people? Or wherever we are, it can be on the bus or the train, wherever we happen to be, we're near people. Do you know what? Whenever we're near somebody, there lies an opportunity to make a difference to that person. And we need to be more mobile. We need to be more convinced that we carry something unique, special, supernatural, superman, superwoman, that can change lives. You've heard me say this many times, but when I was in Florence, when I was in my mid-20s, the Holy Spirit said to me, Eve, go home, go to Bible school, you will get married, you will have children, and you will preach to the nations. That is future present. I didn't have a clue. I mean, it was like this, like a, you know, photos, you know, all of a sudden these little pictures of my future. But of course, one thing hasn't happened quite yet, but it will, because God promised it was a future present word, prophetic word from heaven, right? Now you can experience that. You can receive it. You can give it to somebody else by asking the Holy Spirit, what does that person need to hear? What is in their future that they need to know? And sometimes we won't understand the word, sometimes, because it takes years. Now, I got that word, I won't work out the maths because I probably can't at any rate, because it's too many years, but there's a lot of years between when I heard that and now. So that is how God works. But how wonderful to have heard that when I was 26, all of those things, because I did come back. I did go to Bible college after 12 months, and I did meet my husband, and I did get married. I did have children, and here we are. So can we start believing? Because, yes, so since we've been doing online, there's been a lot more awareness that it can be going to the nations. So when I got that word, you only thought you only had to have a platform. You know, you had to be physically somewhere, but not anymore. So it might be going further than I understand or realise. Yeah. So there you go. But I think there's more. And do you know what? There's more for you. There is more. That's my plea. Let us lean in and ask for more understanding. Go back and listen and look at those verses and know, because you know now, you do know now that you have got power, strength, and authority to make a difference in your life, those around you, in your surrounds, in your culture, and in your nation. Woo!